It's our weekly update of gaming news stories once again. Sonny joins me in the studio, and we start off with the much acclaimed and much awaited for PlayStation VR. The 3D goggles package from Sony is finally out, trying to rival the success of the HTC Vive and the Oculus Rift stuff that's out as well. And yeah, it's out in the shops. You can wander into your local Argos or Tesco or whatever and actually buy the thing at the moment. So what kind of reaction have you picked up from it so far then, Sonny?
So far, a lot of people have been kind of mixed about it. A lot of people like it, and quite a few people have been saying it isn't up to par compared to things like the Oculus Rift or the HTC Vive. But you can go into Argos and you can pick it up from £350 for just the base 3D goggles, or up to £599 depending on what games come with the 3D goggles. And there's a new camera out with it, which I guess works like the Xbox Kinect, which detects your movements or where you are in the room.
Yeah, they very cleverly slipped out a new camera in there saying, and you look into the description on Amazon for this and says, this is integral to the VR. So you think, oh, it wasn't 350 quid at all. It's actually only 400 quid. But in fact, when you read very carefully, you discover you can use the old camera with the VR as well. It seems to work in exactly the same way. Is the VR thing really gonna pan out, do you think, as everybody's hoping?
No. Right now, VR is way too overhyped. People are expecting way too much from VR, and I think they need to kind of relax a little bit until more promising hardware comes out for VR gaming.
Because basically, you're plugging this high-tech stuff into some consoles which are actually relatively old. I mean, the PlayStation 4 has been out for a couple of years. The new update to it that's coming out and the current version before Christmas is, it's not that much different than the old one, isn't it?
No.
People are going to be expecting a bit too much from it. On to another story. Call of Duty is on the way. November the 4th is the release date for it. But a big weekend has just gone past, as there was a beta version available for free, but just for the weekend. It didn't go entirely well, though, did it?
No, a lot of people have been experiencing technical problems. Like, people have been saying they've been getting stuck in the lobby. And this has happened in a previous Call of Duty beta, but they quickly fixed it in that beta, so the rest of the time spent in the beta was a lot smoother. But it's something that isn't exactly new when it comes to Call of Duty releases.
So just to explain, the lobby, I suppose, is a bit like when you go and play Quasar or Laser Quest or something like that.
Yeah.
And you're actually waiting in a little hallway to actually go in and start your game. So that actually happens on the online version as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's an issue of matching people up as well. So you're waiting for other people online to appear to come and play your game.
Yeah.
And it appears as though that process isn't going terribly well. They extended it by another day, yeah, it would seem. So people had until it was Tuesday morning in the end. It finished. It will be interesting as we gather some reaction to that as the week goes on. And there's a new version of the Telltale series of Batman games out as well on the 25th. Episode 3 is out. But when you try and find out what it's all about, nobody seems to want to write any. So why is that?
Well, since it's Telltale and they make episodic games, which is just a new stage or a new chapter of the game released every couple months, it's like watching an episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And your friend hasn't yet seen it. You can't talk much about it without spoiling that episode. So it works the same way with the Telltale games. You just don't want to spoil anything for anybody until they've played it.
But it must be huge that people are still buying the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they don't know actually what's in it.
Yeah.
And they don't even know what was in the previous two either. So it's clearly working for some people anyway. A quick search online reveals loads of love for the Telltale series for Batman. Another couple of new releases quite a few new releases to run through before we go as well. The other new releases this week include Kalo. Now, neither of us had much experience with this, so we did a quick look, and basically it's a racing game without cars, isn't it?
Yeah. It looks like you're in a set level and you just got to find the quickest way around the objects to get to the end.
If you're into shooters, there's another one out in the form of Push for Emore out on the PC this week as well.
It's a futuristic style game. It's a first-person shooter with some real-time strategy elements mixed into it as well.
And a big week for puzzles. Another puzzle game in the form of Redirection as out as well. And it looks a bit like Wall-E meets kind of Snakes and Ladders.
Yeah.
Something along those lines as we looked at that. World of Final Fantasy. Don't need to say very much about Final Fantasy, do we? Everyone knows about Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Because it's been on the films and so on, and everyone said that's out on the 25th. And then on to the 28th, we have Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2. What's that out on?
It's going to be releasing on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And Dragon Ball Xenoverse is pretty much just a 3D arena type game based on Dragon Ball Z.
Is that the official pronunciation, Xenoverse?
Yeah, Xenoverse.
Okay, not Xenoverse, Xenoverse. I suppose that makes sense, really. The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim Special Edition. Apparently this is not entirely new, is it?
No, not at all.
Okay, explain that to us.
It's pretty much just a remastered version of Skyrim. What remastered is just you take an older game and you pretty much bump up the graphics so it looks a lot better to today's gaming standards, and you re-release it for whatever platform.
And that originally came out in 2011, yeah. I think, something like that. Just looking it up very quickly. And finally, Titanfall 2, anything about that?
It's a futuristic shooter, and its main selling point is you can get in these things called Titans, which are just basically gigantic robots that your character can hop inside of.
And that's also out on the 28th as well. That one coming out on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 28th. Well, that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more news. If anything you want covered or something that you think is particularly interesting in the news that you want us to comment on, then you can email sonny@accessradio.biz. That's S-O-N-Y at accessradio.biz. And you can email myself, Steve, at accessradio.biz too.